Welcome to the PS5 Central Podcast, where we bring you all the news, the leaks, and the...
Remit!
I don't know the next bit, so Dan, you got to take over.
I'm your host, Dan Allen Gaming, aka the greatest YouTuber of all time, and I'm joined by the man who created the Dan Allen Gaming YouTube channel. It's Vikarth.
How are we doing?
And the greatest trophy hunter in Oceania.
Ooh, that rhymes. I like that. Hey guys, how are we doing?
Very, very well. Now today we're going to do our top five most anticipated games coming out this year that we've got left anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and we set ourselves a rule as well that has to have a date. Because with how, I guess the word is lucid, with how lucid release dates are at the moment, especially with games that don't have one, we've limited ourselves to games that have a
that are slated to come out this year.
Yeah.
And this all came out from the discussion of, which we'll be talking about, Horizon being delayed. So we just thought, what games are we looking forward to now all these games are getting pushed out of 2021? So we thought we'd just talk about it.
And of course, they don't have to be on PlayStation, right?
So one of mine is not on PlayStation.
One of mine is not either. Yeah. And Jordan, you've got one that's not, or all of yours are?
No, all five of mine are on PlayStation.
Okay.
I do have games that I'm looking forward to that aren't, but yeah, at the moment, all five are on PlayStation.
Give us one, Jordan. Give us a teaser. Just give us one that you're looking forward to. It's not on PlayStation.
It's not on PlayStation. One that jumps to mind is, so that's not on PlayStation and it's not on my list, but I'm still looking forward to. One that I'm looking really, really excited about is the Pokemon remakes of Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Now,
yeah, I'm stoked about them.
Not only that, but we are going to get into the news as well. Actually, I do believe we did do a top 10 most anticipated episode. So it'd be interesting to see how they line up to that vibe.
Yeah,
interesting
to see how it. It'll be
a lot of those games were delayed.
Either is it because our minds have changed or because things have been delayed?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's because they've been delayed, because we haven't seen enough of some of these games for our minds to have changed, I don't think. Yeah, actually, having said that, we were chatting before, so a bit of a spoiler. One game you won't see on our list, on any three of our lists, is Guardians. And we were just chatting before, like, we haven't actually seen any extra about that, but I'm less excited about it now than I was earlier. Like, I was stoked about it. That was one of my, like, most anticipated things that came out of E3 week. And I'm like, in reflection, I don't think I really am as excited for that as I want to be.
Not at all. It never, when I watched the trailer, it just didn't give me any sort of excitement, unfortunately.
I think lock-on mechanics for a shooting is very weird. I know the game probably has melee and you need those lock-on mechanics, but to have it for shooting just looked very jarring and janky.
Yeah, and like the art style just wasn't great.
Telltale. Like, it just reminded me of Telltale art style. Not that I shouldn't judge a game by its art style. Don't get me wrong, but I think there's a lot of factors that involve, like Jordan and I were talking about this before the show, that play into the fact that we're not that excited for it.
And I think with the Telltale games, it sort of suited them. Like I personally didn't mind it in the Telltale games. For some reason, it was just like, oh, okay, this is what it is. Like, and you knew that it was a different world and that sort of thing. But you learn from games like Marvel's Avengers from, is that Ubisoft?
Crystal.
Square Enix.
Just when you look at that game, you're like, I can see that you've tried to not make them look like the movie people, but the art style is so realistic that, like, you can't help but make it like look like them, but they don't look like them.
But how can it be a lock-on system when you only play as him? Where's there going to be the variety in that game?
You only play as Star-Lord.
Yeah, you only play as him.
Yeah, so why do they have a lock-on system with his guns?
Where's the gameplay variety going to be?
Because it must be that the guns act as a... It's not ranged combat.
It's not ranged combat.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But I still think having a lock-on mechanics is a bit weird. And that just means that the guns aren't going to do much damage. You know what I mean? Because you can't have a gun that does a lot of damage be locked on to the enemy that's too overpowered.
Yeah.
So you know those guns are just going to be like, sort of like DMC, where it's just a combo extender.
That'd be the best possible thing, though, because if but the combat doesn't look
anything DMC like is that. All about the combat.
DMC is great combat.
Yeah,
DMC is fantastic combat.
So the weak guns has a role to play in DMC, a brilliant role, but I don't think that it has that same role in Guardians. You're not out here trying to max your combos out and air combat them, air juggle them, and all that. So
yeah, 100%. All right, first story is the PS5 firmware update / beta. The beta firmware is apparently going to allow the SSD support finally, which we have been waiting for, so we don't just have to have Call of Duty on our console. No. There's also going to be 3D audio support for TV speakers, UX improvements, some customization options. Control center can be more personalized. View and write messages, updated friends tab. PS4, PS5 game versions are now separated on the home screen, and library, and then trophy tracker as well. So that's one good thing that you and me, Vike, talked about. You know how the PS4 and PS5 game versions was so, the UI of that was terrible, and you didn't know which one you were down. So now they're separate games, so that's easier to understand.
Took them a while.
It's just trophy tracker. I think are they finally making it a list?
You know, that's what I was going to say. The cards is such a bad idea. They need to list back.
What we were saying before about like just adjusting to things. I think that might have been before the show as well, just in terms of adjusting to things that the PS5 have done. I definitely have adjusted to the trophy cards, the way they're set up horizontally. Having said that, I cannot wait to have it back vertical.
Yeah.
And if that is to see more than one trophy at a time.
Ever since
if PS5 that is what they're going came, for,
I use PSN profiles to look at trophies now. I never
have it up on your phone. PS5.
Yeah.
I like that the control center can be more personalized. I don't think it's going to be much. You're probably just going to be able to rearrange the bottom, like put things where you want.
You can already do that, but it must just be increased options.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what it is.
I don't use it. Do you?
Sorry.
I only use it to turn off my PlayStation. That's it.
Is that how you get to trophies as well? Do you use it for that?
I think so. Oh,
use it. You also use it for like chat parties, but I know Dan's on PC with Warzone, so we just go straight to game chat.
I think they're also, I don't know if that was mentioned. I think I read this somewhere that they're adding trophies to the bottom of the control center. So like you don't have to go into your profile, then trophies, then click on trophies again to get into it. Like it's going to be a dedicated button like it has been on every console since we had trophies.
Mm. Yeah, look, don't get me wrong. Like I'm not someone who's like bring back the PS4 UI and all that because I'm all about UX UI improving. But I just think they went a bit too tiley, if that makes sense. Like too many tiles.
It's very basic. It is extremely basic.
I think Windows 8... if everyone remembers Windows 8 and it just converted to all tiles, everyone hated that because it's trying to optimize for tablets. And I think PS has sort of gone into that region. I think, to be honest, I think tiles are only good for touchscreen interface because you can swipe. But for PlayStation, you have to press left on the controller or hold it. Like it's tiles are optimized for touchscreen and this is not a touchscreen. So
is PS4 better than PS5 UI in your opinion?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to use a bit of an analogy, and it's an analogy I heard on a Kind of Funny podcast a long, long, long time ago. And it actually has no relation to games, but I'm going to use it for this. When like new things come out, they're super basic. Think back to like Star Wars when it came out, the first one, super basic. You had like two types of ships, or three, whatever you want to say. They had X-Wings, TIE Fighters, and then like the Imperial Cruisers or whatever. And like they were the ships, right? It was super basic. It was only when like got to like the second one and the third one that they started to introduce like different types of ships because they expanded on what they already had. And like the PS4, PS5 like UI is a little bit the same. Start off basic. Then once we've got you, then we'll start to allow you to customize a little bit more, make things a little bit different.
I see what you're saying. Just ease us into it.
Yeah. And like it's not for us. Yeah. It's not for us. It's for the people who's PS5 is their first console, whether that's because they've converted, whether that's because, you know, they're 10 years old, their parents are loaded and can buy them a PS5 for their first console. Yeah, yeah, that's what I would say. I would say the PS4s is better, but by the time you let the PS5 be out for the same that the PS4's been out, I'd say the PS5s will end up being better again.
Okay, moving on. Horizon seems to have been delayed, which is no shock to anyone here. I mean, we've been blabbering on about it. Jordan thought it was coming. Officially confirmed, though.
On Jordan's video critic on his
and I should say I'm not shocked. Fantasy. Like, I'm not shocked by it. I'm disappointed by it. But I did think that it was coming. Like, I always knew it was going to be a chance that it was delayed, but I just did think it was coming out.
Jason Schreier says it has been delayed. He's confirming it. So
yeah.
Maybe it is official. But
yeah. Like, and people don't make this stuff up. Like,
no.
And especially someone like Jason wouldn't make this up.
But it was never. I don't know why you thought it was coming out, Jordan. To be honest, like, I never.
I just had a feeling. I was just like, yeah. I don't know. I was trying to be overly positive. I really did think.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No,
you were willing it to existence. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was a bit like me with I think it was Uncharted 4, and then it got delayed. I remember back in 2016. I was like, no.
Has there been a first party Sony game
that hasn't been delayed?
Like, in maybe in terms of, if we limit the scope a little bit, it's like AAA.
Even Returnal was delayed. Even Returnal was delayed by a month.
Yeah. Every game's been delayed.
Yeah.
You can never trust a release date anymore. No. I think the biggest showing of that was God of War. 2021
Rockstar delay Red Dead 2?
I mean, they pretty much get the game done and then say it's coming out. They're pretty smart with that. But, like, I just cannot see something as so blatant as what Sony did with saying God of War 2021. Like, no one in their hell thought it was coming out. And I would suspect that even Santa Monica and the Sony execs knew it wasn't coming out 2021. They wanted to appease the shareholders by saying it was. Like, that was blatantly, like...
Why did they do that? I can't say that.
I'm not going to accuse them of
lying. That is blatantly lying. I agree.
These decisions are made like before, like maybe it really was. And then like pandemic hit and they're like, well, we've already said it's still coming out there. You know, let's strive for that anyway. But who are they kidding really?
Who are they kidding? Even next year. I'm starting to think next year could be off as well. Seriously.
That's cool.
Only because there's so much pressure on this game to deliver. In my opinion, after what was our favorite game of the last decade, the last one, eh?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or up there anyway. All right. Next story, Stray. Did you see the Stray gameplay, guys? I was actually quite impressed with it. And this is a game that wasn't really on my radar.
No, I love that it looks like it's more than just a meme, which I think is great. Because, things with cats just have this thing of just like, it's just a meme. Like, there's, what's that thing on Netflix? Like, you killed my cat and now I hate you. What's it called? What's that dog? Is it like, don't F with cats or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I know the one you're talking about.
Like, cats are just meme worthy. And I'm glad this game looks more than that.
This looks like a legit game.
I mean, this looks like Last of Us style environments.
It looks good, doesn't it? It does. It looks like it's a linear game. It must be with that sort of fidelity and a small team behind it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about the combat of it all. I don't know. But besides that, I'm quite excited. And I'm a dog person over cats, to be honest. So not that matters for a game, but
no.
I'm actually quite excited for that. So keep that on your radar, but it has been delayed.
it doesn't have a release date. Coming, we're just looking at our releases.
Early 2022. But that's another one. Now,
again, it's like Uncharted, isn't it?
A little bit,
platforming.
Bit of puzzles. The Ascent has come out, which is an Xbox PC exclusive. Bit of a cyberpunky top down sort of twin stick, what do you call it?
Shooter.
Yeah, I guess it's a shit. It's like Dead Nation sort of thing.
Is that isometric? Is that the word?
Well, they got here role-playing action RPG, which maybe it is. It's an RPG in that sort of style. It's sitting at a 74 Metascore at the moment. Now, Xbox have been plagued with, from last generation, with getting 7 to 8 on all their exclusives. It's sad to see another one hit that, like after the medium as well.
I think this one's even lower, isn't it? Like, I think there was places giving it like 4s and 5s.
I love that Xbox era gave it a 9.7.
Yeah, I know. How are they allowed to be in the meta?
That's so biased.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous. But it's the same with PlayStation Lifestyle and all those ones. I don't know how they're counted, to be honest. But yeah, so that's come out, 74. So a lot of mixed reviews. I've got it sitting there waiting to be played, but it just hasn't screamed out to me at this point. So you two probably won't play this one, eh?
Nope.
No.
Next story. Astro's Playroom dev working on an ambitious project.
This is like almost like a non-story because I hate it. It's just a personal pet hate of mine when they say it's our most ambitious project yet. I'm like, shut up. Like, is it going to be bigger than your last one? Yeah. Does that automatically make it the most ambitious? Yes.
Pretty much,
yeah. Say that? Yes. Like, no, sorry, you don't need to say that.
Well, if it isn't your most ambitious, then you must be 2K, NBA 2K.
Ooh, we've shots fired. Shots fired.
No, I'm only joking. Or am I?
Yeah, because imagine like going to a shareholder meeting and they're talking about your next game. It's like, well, this isn't the most ambitious game, but it's pretty good. Like, it's not our most ambitious, but it's pretty good.
Like, we're actually probably just going to tail this one, I reckon. Like, we'll just...
Yeah, I'm just going to write it back.
To just like minimum work it, you know, we might just do 3 hours a day on it and just, you know, see what sticks.
That's funny.
Like, it's just they have a new website and all that. So, look, I hope they have continued success. I really enjoyed Astro's Playroom.
I want more of that. Like, if anyone want an expansion or something for it, a director's cut, even.
Get Hideo.
We don't need a director's cut for Astro's Playroom. Far out. That's when we know we're done.
Nah, we do. Think That'll about be our the last DLC episode. Possibility.
If that ever comes out. It'll be now the Xbox podcast.
If anyone remembers, Japan Studio was dissolved earlier this year, and they decided to trim the fat, as they would say, and center it all around Team Asobi and what they're doing with Astrobot. So I'm assuming this project is going to be somewhere along that line. You know, it's obviously going to be the most ambitious, but I don't think it's going to be a change of genre. It's going to pretty much iterate, I think, on the Astro world because they've created a nice little world for them.
Delve. Yeah, in my mind, I think like a Sackboy's Big Adventure, but Astro.
And I really want it to be VR compatible. Like, I really want another VR one. Like, I think it'd be a good way to bring it into whenever they release VR2. But because obviously Astro World VR was really good. Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. It'd be cool if they do like both, you know? Like you have the VR section and then like a normal section or something like that. Because they've done that. Like one of my favorites was the one where there's one of the mini games on, I think it's at Play World, I think, or whatever, and where one person is in the VR headset as like the dinosaur trying to destroy the little Astros and they're on the controller. I love that. I think VR, that's where the sweet spot is for VR multiplayer, where you've got to integrate the couch people, because watching VR is not knowing, like, it's just not fun compared to like being in it.
No.
And I think games like Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, where it actually, you have like that, it's such a brilliant premise where, you know, the person outside on the couch has a bomb defusal manual and the person in the VR has the bomb. So they can't see the manual. So the person outside has to communicate and they're just as important, if not more important, than the person defusing. So I thought that game was brilliant. Still one of my most favorite games, like in VR, like hands down.
I love the games on VR where it's not just you being a character. I love the games where, like, sorry, you're not being a character. in first person. I love the games where it's like you are like watching over this world, like Astro Bot Rescue Mission, where Moss. Yeah, like that. I can't think of any other games off the top of my head, but those games where like, you're not just first person, like you're watching a world from a different point of view. I find that that's the most creative way to use VR. Don't get me wrong, like Iron Man VR is like super creative. Like the way you move your move wands around are the way that Iron Man would like fly and that sort of thing and shoot and that sort of thing. But it's just not as cool, I think. And it's more accessible to be able to play these games sitting down, like looking over something. Whereas like having to like stand up and play these games, like it sounds so first world. Like I don't want to stand up and play my games. but like having to stand up and be moving and stuff is not... When I come home from work after a long day, I'm not like, well, I can't wait to stand up and play some more games and move around. Like it's usually I'm doing it to relax.
Yeah. Yep. You're 100% right. That's the main reason why I think VR will never take off, Jordan.
Unfortunately, you're probably right. Yeah.
Dead set. I know it sounds silly. Yeah. But a lot of people game every night after work. Yeah. A lot of people. And they don't have the energy to do that.
Nope.
And that's going to be a very hard barrier.
Or the space to have their VR set up all the time as it stands at the moment.
Mm.
I think a lot of games are like Blood and Truth and that sort of thing. You can play them sitting down, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think, but a game like
I'm talking Super about Hot. Like, you know those movies, how everyone's moving around shooting and...
Yeah.
You know, that sort of VR experience where you're the avatar, you're going around GTA. You know, that's I don't see that happening in our lifetime anyway. So
no, not making it look like there might be one that doesn't look as amazing as, you know, the games we come to play now, but are people willing to make that sacrifice? Like, would you rather not play a game that looks pretty good, like Astro Bot Rescue Mission, and it's not first person? Like, I'd rather do that.
Capcom highest first quarter in history, thanks to Monster Hunter and Resident Evil Village. In history. Guys,
that's crazy, isn't it? In Capcom. History,
huge success. Huge
Capcom have just killed it. It's been killing it for the last few years.
Yeah, what a resurgence!
Coming from nowhere, just a resurgence. And I have a sneaking suspicion that Konami are trying to have a resurgence too. But we'll leave that for a topic.
How's Abandoned going, guys? Are you following?
Hey, the trailer app is live.
Is it? What do you mean it's live? No, it's not.
You can download it. I'm pretty sure you can
download it. You can't play it. It's not live at the moment, Jordan. I would have heard.
I think you can download it. I'll fact check. You guys keep going. I'll fact check.
No.
Maybe you can preload it from the 29th of July.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But it'll go live in 8 days, August 10th. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. If it's delayed, come on, man. Now, who's going to join? I want to do a countdown of when it opens.
But yeah, well, I just want to see all the news. I want to see all the news that comes out when people play this and get their hands on this.
Now people are thinking it's a Metal Gear game
because of that one picture.
Not Silent Hill
with the eye patch. They think it's Big Boss.
It's us. Everything has been a bought
Kojima related thing.
No, a bought asset. What they've shown from the game.
Hmm.
Like, they haven't actually shown anything, you know. Anyway, PS Plus games this week. What have we got? We have Hunter's Arena Legends.
So that's a newie. That's the one that was announced at the State of Play. And that was the one game that didn't jump out at me and was like, nah, I'm not interested.
Can I ask, guys, what's that game called, Hoods and Legends? No, did they even get a sale? No, I'm serious. That's embarrassing.
It did not hit the ground. It did not set the world on fire. Yeah.
No.
That's really bad.
It didn't even really like warm the world.
It was like there was Destruction All-Stars bad, right? But at least that actually had some players. That game, the other game had none.
Mm.
Like, none of us played it. We didn't even know it was out till 2 weeks later. Oh, man. I feel sorry for him. Yeah. It is. It's a disaster.
It's sad because behind these games that, you know, we bag and stuff are people that are like, you know, not saying that like the lead developer is like this, but there is someone on that game that's like, this is the game I've always wanted to make.
And when it, like, very when sad.
It doesn't perform, it's like, oh, that is sad.
Do you know who the developer is for that?
Who?
Sumo. Sackboy Big Adventure Guys.
Really?
Yeah, and then Focus Home Interactive published it.
They should stick to Sackboy.
Yeah.
Well, I think Sackboy did all right, so they might be okay, hopefully. Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville. Which one's that, Jordan?
I think this is the third one. Oh. And it's the like PvP multiplayer one.
Yep.
Garden Warfare was a lot of fun. I have to admit, Dean and I played that. That was good fun.
Is that the PvP one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that as well. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
I really liked it.
Tennis World Tour as well. So this is probably the weakest month for the year, I would say.
Very weak. Yeah, I'd say so.
Very weak.
And it's not a good time because it's like, it's been the weakest game. You know, it's been the weakest. July's been the weakest month of games for the year as well. So,
yeah, it brings a debate. Like, are we entitled as people, gamers who pay a subscription to get free games monthly? I think yes, but yeah, this isn't those games. I think there should be some quality in here. At least one quality game.
Well, you know, this is from memory. I mean, me. I don't know about you guys, but I was paying for PS Plus before you had to.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
What, back in the PS3 era?
Yeah. I don't know, whenever it came out, because you didn't have to get it to play online.
Yeah, so PS4, why did you pay for it?
For the games.
Yeah, they started
free games.
There was other features like upload to the cloud and little bits and pieces, discounts, yeah, but mostly the games, yeah. But
I think we're a little bit entitled, but like I look at it as like, oh well, let's try again next month.
Yeah, I agree with George.
Like, yeah, I think... and I'm not saying you're this person, Vike, but those people who are like, how dare you not give me a quality, like, and we should mention like that arena game, what's it called?
Arena Legends.
Yeah, like when that comes out, that could be amazing. People could love that.
How many bloody games have colon legends? Like
That and Origins and and like variations of Infinity or Infinite.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I agree with Jordan. Like, it is important for Sony to deliver on their service. Like, free games, I think, implies that there should be games of good quality.
You know what? It's so funny because, you know, you guys got Plague Tale. You both want to play it. Have you played it yet, guys?
I downloaded it.
I've downloaded it.
This is for the people who I'm talking on. I'm representing the people who do play.
Okay.
Mm.
Not the filthy Warzone peasant that I am. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And we should keep in mind as well. Sorry, just to like say this as well. Like that new get like the whatever the Arena Legends game is. That's brand new.
That's true. It is a brand new game.
Yeah.
So
I've never heard of it. Until now.
It was at the state of play. And it also, does it come down to the quality of the games or does it come down to like the dollar value of it? Because even if you download three games, you are getting at this, you are like in terms of recommended retail price, you're like getting that. That's what you pay your PS Plus. Then it's the same value. Mm. I don't know. I struggle to get that out, but I think I've made my point.
Anyways,
next
Destruction All Stars. Sorry, Vike, go ahead.
No, I'm saying Hunter's Arena, it's a 30-player PvP combat-based battle royale, and it's PvE
Oh, no.
So it just screams generic, but...
D-O-A. And an audience. D-O-A,
dead.
Jordan makes a good point. For Honor did make a great...
For Honor?
Have a great audience, yeah.
That had a very good audience.
For Honor wasn't a battle royale that needed that many to start. A game.
Mm,
I mean,
it's true.
That's true.
Well, I wonder if you can get a game in For Honor now. I think you can.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. There is a community there still.
Yeah. I think that was a pretty good game. Destruction All-Stars update. Huge update. I mean, I can't wait to get back in.
Colossal, gigantic.
Big new one. Skins and cosmetics.
Dude, wow. No way.
Quick no play way. Playlist.
Nah, this is, I'm sold.
Ready?
I'm sold.
Decrease cooldown for vehicle slams.
This is something that like should have been done at the start. Like that, it's the decrease like cooldown should have been done from
5 months, hasn't it? Ready? Two yeah. reworked maps. Wow.
Cool.
Season one is getting extended. Yeah. I didn't even know there was season one.
Who's keen for season two? There's only going to be a season one.
There is no season two.
Who's keen for season two? The only thing
I'm hoping is that there's enough players for me to be able to play this and get my platinum that I need.
Oh yeah,
and that's so bad that I'm like, I'm not even a slave to the game. I'm a slave to the grind. Like and it's got nothing to do with that. It just so happens that that's on my list and I need to get it done. It's not because I want to play it, which is so bad. It's so bad.
Jordan, not good, mate. Not good. And then Halo. There was a technical beta. It's not really PlayStation related, but there was a technical preview. I didn't get
a lot of gameplay that came out.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to play it. I did watch the gameplay though, and people were pretty impressed, I think. Mm. So
interesting guns they were using in that gameplay. It wasn't like your standard battle rifle or assault rifle.
It is hitting on a bit of nostalgia as well, like because people want to get back into it and it has been so long since they've loved it. So that is gonna help it a lot.
The map was very reminiscent of I forgot the name of the map, the one with the big Ferris wheel or water wheel on Halo, but someone will know what I'm saying. Kieran's listening to this, he would be bloody like screaming at his lungs telling me what the map is. I think it's called Last Resort. I think that's the map, but it sort of reminded me of that in some way.
This is my last resort. Well, Vi, you're the biggest Halo fan here. Were you impressed by it?
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. Like, it just looks like they're going back to what they
it's
need
nothing,
to go back
It doesn't.
To.
The only criticism is it doesn't look like... It looks like it's... like, when you look at a Call of Duty, it's like, yeah, that's another Call of Duty. And
yeah,
this to me looks like this is another Halo. Nothing's standing out.
But I think that's Halo's shines. Like, it's still... I think Halo is still a top-tier multiplayer game. And it hasn't, like, it's still top tier. So to get more of that is good.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys, top five games that you're excited about that are coming this year. Okay. We're going to start with Vikarth. Give us one of your top five, no particular order. And we don't have to spend too long on each game. Just a quick rundown of why you're excited.
So I think we all have this on our list, but the rest is different. And the first one's going to be Kena. I'm really excited.
Yeah, we've all
got
it, so we can knock that one out.
Yeah, yep. I think, I'm really excited for that and just to see how Ember Labs do. You know, they're a Disney studio or the Disney animation, or I think Pixar. So I just really want to see that animation, that storytelling. Like, you know, when you see the Disney shorts before, like Disney movies, like the one about the bow and the one about the Paper Man and all that, like, I want to see that sort of
magic. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that sort of magic I want to see on the video game screen. And it looks like they've even got the game mechanics really done well. Like, it's going to be very basic, but I think as long as it has a strong foundation, it doesn't need to set the world on fire. It just, that gameplay just needs to accentuate or tie, like supplement the story really well and drive the story. So I think as long as they have the mechanics at a 7 out of 10 sort of thing, if you get what I mean, like the base is good. Then the story's going to, and the animation, the feel and the music, and it's going to bring that to a really high rating. But I'm very excited and I hope it does well.
You can just tell it's got the polish and quality.
Mm.
And you can just tell there's something special about it, the way the story's been told.
Good vibes oozing
good
out.
Good vibes, yeah.
You can just tell it's going to be a great time.
Yeah. I mean, I love like the Disney movies and the Disney, like I really liked Raya and The Last Dragon and that sort of thing.
That was fantastic,
like,
that movie. Yeah. That was really good.
I'm getting that sort of vibe in that animation. I love that animation, and you get that here, and it's really cool. Yeah. We're going to see Disney in a video game form, essentially.
Yeah. And I bet you it'll be like, they'll have like a really cool mythology behind it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this one. Yeah. As we said, this is on all our lists, and it should be on yours because it looks terrific.
I would like them to show they actually did, didn't they? They did show an unedited gameplay segment. And it was running.
That's why we saw the mechanics.
It was running pretty well, yeah. I remember watching it now. No, very excited. I have it as my possible game of the year for the year.
Yeah, I reckon it could be.
What's game of the year at the moment? We said it last year, Returnal for you guys.
Mm. Yeah.
But what about the general public? Sorry.
I don't know whether maybe Ratchet, but then did, like we talked about last week, did enough people play Ratchet?
Yeah. Did it set the world on fire?
For sure, it's only really down to three games at the moment that are out. It's got to be Resident Evil, Returnal, or Ratchet. The three
out. I reckon Hitman could be up there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I mean, yeah.
I think Hitman's in the conversation at the moment. At the moment.
At the moment?
At the moment.
At the moment.
All right, just Jordan, give us one of yours.
All righty. Let me jump over to my list real quick. So my one I'll talk about, maybe an obvious one as well. Start off an obvious one, and that is, well, actually, I think it's an obvious one. I don't know. Well, having said that, you guys don't have it on there. It's a big game nonetheless, and that's Deathloop.
I always had Deathloop.
Yeah. You do have Deathloop?
As in, like, I took it off when I...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just stoked for it. I think the world looks really cool. It looks really interesting. Arkane games do have this certain flair. Mm. Like, Dishonored had a really, really hardcore audience. And as much as, like, I wasn't a part of that audience, I really enjoyed Dishonored 1. And I didn't enjoy it enough to go and play Dishonored 2, or there wasn't enough that jumped out to me about Dishonored 2. But there's something about this really cool style they've got going on in Deathloop. I'm really intrigued by the idea of the loop, or loops, I should say. And the idea of it, like with these guys you've got to take out. I don't know. I just really like the vibe of it, the aesthetic. It just looks really cool to me. It's going to probably be a lot of fun. I'm really stoked for it.
I think this game is going to be a speedrunner's like paradise. Like you're going to see like speedrun videos where they like kill all the targets in like, in the fastest time possible, you know, and you're essentially going to start off like, what I love about this creativity, if they nail the creative objective they were going for, is this potentially 8 to 10 hour game can be whittled down with experience to maybe a 1 hour game or a half an hour game. If you can, like, once you get good and you know everything, you can do these speed runs of killing everyone. I think that's so cool. But I love that it's like a lot of content here for you to figure out, how do I kill everyone? And I'm like, imagine if they did another level, like Hitman, how they have that another sandbox. I'm like, they could really make something out of this, like in terms of longevity, by giving like more Hitman levels where they have to like intricately try to kill everyone in the one day and have that death loop. I reckon this could be a really, if Deathloop nails it, I think this could be a very, very, very good long-term style game, giving more DLC levels and stuff and trying to ace it.
Can you imagine if like this sets the world on fire? And then Xbox goes, thanks. And then we never see it again on PlayStation.
That's true. Like, imagine, like, what they will do is they'll say all Deathloop DLC levels, Xbox exclusive, you know? So, what do you think, Dan Allen Gaming?
I haven't been keeping up to date recently with the game. But yeah, what turned me, I wasn't hot on it, but what turned me was the trailer. With the James Bond like song, that switched me over to a bit more excited. Usually a trailer doesn't do that, but they just nailed it. That trailer,
yeah.
And I've watched it like 5 times since. I loved it.
It is like that James Bond vibe, because it's like you got these like really eccentric bad guys, and I'm like, I want to know more about them. Like, what makes them tick? Why they like they are? Yeah, I'm really really excited for Deathloop.
Okay, Vicar.
And y'all.
The best James Bond-like song is A Man for All Seasons by Robbie Williams. It was the theme song to Johnny English.
Oh, it's actually me. 12 Minutes.
Yeah, that's eight. Yeah, yeah, damn. Yeah.
12
yeah,
Minutes no, is yeah. coming out in a couple of weeks. I think this is going to be something special, this game. It's got a fantastic cast. Daisley Ridley, William Dafoe, James McAvoy. It's actually McAvoy.
Ray Skywalker.
Hey?
And it's actually Norman Osborn. Get me the formula.
And it's a top-down time loop sort of game. It might only go for 2-3 hours. Who knows? It might be a short game. Probably is. But it's got a quality to it. You can tell. There's some storytelling. Obviously, a brilliant story to get those three involved. Has to be a good story.
It's true. You're right. It has to be good production value.
That's why I'm excited for the storytelling aspect of it and how they play out. So that's not coming to PlayStation. That's not coming to PlayStation, guys, unfortunately. But if you've got a PC, you'll be able to play it, or an Xbox.
I'm very, very, very excited, Dan. It just looks like that. Once again, Deathloop, that repetitious gameplay that you're probably going to have to do to figure out how am I going to get this guy, like innocent, like, you know, acquit this guy and that sort of thing. So it's really cool. Can't wait to see Daisy Ridley.
Vykarth.
Yes. My next one is Age of Empires 4. So that's the one that I don't have that's on PlayStation 5. I'm super stoked for AoE. I literally played some AoE 2 over the weekend. Yesterday. So, yeah, just love AoE 2, and I'm not very good or competitive or anything, but it's just so much fun to play with mates, and I'm really excited for AoE 4. AoE, I think... knowing what AoE 3 was and what the fans didn't like, and how AoE 2 is still killing it, you know, Red Bull is still doing like esport tournaments and there's still a lot of prize money, still got a huge following. I think they know that Age of Empires 4 needs to be more like AoE 2, and they've essentially just really realized, look, it's not going to be like AoE 3, we're going to get the best of each. And yeah, I think this is just going to be a really well done Age of Empires. I think they're going to really speak to the fans and what they desire and what they want. That being said, I said Ensemble's World's Edge, but that being said, it's going to take a lot for fans to stop playing AoE 2. It's going to take a lot. So we'll see, but I'm very, very excited.
Well, it's not like a normal sort of transfer where that when the sequel comes out, a community will go over.
Well, AoE 3, a lot of people didn't like, and now AoE 2 is still by far the biggest game.
Yeah.
And in terms of community. So
it reminds me of Modern Warfare versus Cold War.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, if you look at the esports scene, no one's playing AoE 3. Like, it's all AoE 2 tournaments, yeah, AoE 2 lobbies, and all the Age of Empires YouTubers, Twitch streamers, what players, are you playing? Pro players. AoE 2, yeah. it's the only one you play. But like, if you look at like, I've used to watch a lot of like the pro players and stuff, like Hera and stuff like that, Viper, and they all play it. It's all AoE 2. That's the whole community. So take a lot, I think. To the fact that like everyone's build orders is down to the second in AoE 2. It's the second.
Mm.
Like if you're one like second Starcraft. Off, you're at a disadvantage. Yeah. Yeah, so like
Starcraft.
It's like at 34 seconds, you need to have this many villages, this on this economy and this. So it's just very, yeah, AoE 4, it's going to take a lot for people to unroot themselves out of AoE 2, you know, but we'll see.
I'm looking forward to it too, and I don't play those games, and I want to get into it.
It's so much fun. So much fun, man. We'll play together. Kieran will play it as well.
Who's next, me or you, Jordan?
I think Jordan. It's me. So I'm going to go with Hades. So Hades is my next one. I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm excited for Hades purely because it's a whole heap of hype for Hades. It's Greek mythology based, and Returnal's just got me in that little bit of like the roguelite bug. I'm just like, ooh, what is this? Let me get a little bit of that in my veins, inject it straight in there. I legit have never watched a single piece of gameplay for Hades. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I know that it's like 2D. I'm pretty sure it's 2D. And it's got a pretty eccentric cast of characters, and I'm really excited to play it. And that's all I can really tell you about it. I'm itching for a bit of Greek mythology in my life, and it looks like Hades is going to give me that fix.
Beautiful. All right, Dan, on his list. This is also on Vike's list, so we can check this off for you, Vike. Battlefield 2042. It is looking like it's going to take away Call of Duty. Some of their audience over there.
Can we be honest? What? Have we not been saying that since Battlefield 3?
But this time, Jordan, it's different. I'm telling you, man. Cold War's the worst multiplayer they've ever put out, or in the top three worst.
I don't agree. I think they've put out like worst multiplayer. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's in the top three, I said. Top three worst.
Infinite Warfare, Ghosts.
Ghosts
and probably Cold
and this, War? Yeah, that's my three. Yeah, now
I know people didn't like Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4, but I loved it.
No, I liked all the Black Ops. Now, also, the state of Warzone is atrocious, as we've talked about before.
Absolutely disgustingly despicable. No anti-cheat. It's honestly like, I feel like I could take legal action here because they're selling us a wrongful product. It's free.
It's a raw. it's an absolute raw.
It's a free product, so I can't complain. But seriously, like, why is there no anti-cheat? Like, why? Because Dan and I played 10 games last night or the night before, 10 hackers in a row. People were no-scoping with the Kar98 from across the map, like, locking onto us. Like, how stupid is that? Like,
isn't this so crazy how you guys are having, like, I barely play Warzone now. Like, lucky to get on for an hour, like, no, sorry, a day a week, session a week.
But we should say, Jordan, you still beat us in game time. You've played it a lot.
I have played that. A lot of that was last year, though.
But yeah, there wasn't many hackers last year.
Yeah, you played it at a decent time. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've only run into hackers twice. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
We couldn't find a game without a hacker.
If we got hackers twice in a night, we'd be happy, dead set. Mm. We'd be happy with that.
Yeah, that's how bad it is. We just went to Resurgence because we're like, we're sick of this. And then we won.
We won the first game. Oh, man. So bad.
That's the thing. Like, there were so many times we were in like the final circle or five left and we'll just get destroyed by a hacker. And it's like, if we had no hackers, we would have won. It's like, it's so frustrating. Like, I just don't see why they're sitting on.
We just keep playing it. So we're the dumb ones here.
I know we're the dumb ones. 100%. I'm an idiot. But like, and the fact is, and I keep preaching.
We can't argue. We are dumb.
And I'm the one who keeps preaching. Don't be a hypocrite. Put your money where your mouth is. If you don't support a game, don't. And I shouldn't. And I was honestly thinking I need to boycott this game because it's silly that I just think like it's not like there's some tough solution that they're trying to figure out. It's anti-cheat software that is readily available on any other shooter. They're just not putting it. Instead,
maybe they're making their own.
That's what people think. That's what people think. Taking 2 years, like 3 years, Warzone's been out. Why are you taking so long? And the other thing is like,
why not tell people you're making it at least?
Yeah, tell people. They're so silent about this. It's so silly. And yeah, and it's, they're just not.
Well, they're not sorry. Whenever they do a massive ban, they say, oh, yeah, we've banned 50,000. Yeah.
They're just treating the symptoms.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just going to keep banning people forever and only banning maybe 10% of the hackers when we can just put an anti-cheat and ban 100%. And also, it's like 50,000 are banned. Great. Another 50 to 100,000 accounts would have just come up from people like creating hacked accounts.
Yeah, it's actually gotten worse, I reckon. It's actually gotten worse.
It's a good analogy.
I'm in the Greek mythology mood now.
Yeah, it's like when one head gets cut off. Sorry? Yeah. When one head gets cut off, two shall come in.
That's exactly right. Seriously. That's what's happening.
Silly.
Anyway, that's the state of Call of Duty right now. Atrocious. Mm. And not only that, but we know that this game is a World War II game, which no one wants.
That's what I was going to say.
So there's three things going against them.
Yeah. George, and Dan's right. Because Jordan, I think when Jordan was like, COD's always done well against Battlefield. And I agree. But this is probably the first COD where, aside from when Battlefield and Infinite Warfare, but they were like, because at that time people wanted an old shooter. And then Infinite Warfare came out. Most disliked Battlefield 5 came out. Yeah. So the Battlefield 5 did well. But now it's the same thing, but the opposite. We don't want a World War II.
Oh, no.
That's where COD's going. Want a modern. Battlefield's going there. And I think Battlefield's more than that because Battlefield 5 was just the setting. But Battlefield 2042, it's a setting and this new sandbox mode that they're doing that's really exciting fans. So I do think COD's going to smash it still, George. Like it's like a universal physical law at this stage that
COD will still outsell it just because of the general public that have no idea they don't keep up with gaming. They just go, they just buy COD and GTA.
And there are also people who play Warzone who have come against hackers who have no idea that they have.
I know. Isn't it sad?
Yeah. Maybe I'm one of those people. I've been like, damn, that guy's got a good shot. But I actually,
oh yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, for sure. Because there's not just hacks about aimbot. There's wall hacks where they know where everyone is in the map.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't tell. And there's other ones where it just dials up your aim assist to like 100. So it doesn't look like you're locking on, but it just like subtly tracks and like locks on, which is like a bit less dastardly than aimbot, but it's still like you can't win against them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm so pumped for 2042, especially that sandbox mode. So
yeah. Yeah. And again, content creators help build the hype for some of these games. And a lot of them are more excited for Battlefield. We'll be covering that game, streaming that game, and that will only help it, you know.
I think Battlefield Portal will, the community will drive that. Mm. And the community will determine the success of Battlefield as a whole. Because if Battlefield Portal, if a good community with good content and good maps and servers keep driving that game, then that game is going to do very, very well.
Yep. Jordan, what's your next one?
My next one, is my turn, is it? Yeah, it is. Sorry, yes. My next one is, I'll go with another one that I'm like, haven't really seen too much for or played the original of, but that I'm still pretty hyped about, and that's Solar Ash. Wow. So this is I believe it's a direct sequel. If it's not a direct sequel, it's a spiritual successor to Hyperlight Drifter. It just looks really cool. Like, I'm a big fan of, like, melee-based combat or weapon-based combat games like hack and slash. Mm-hmm. And like, I think Solar Ash is going to be a little bit more nuanced than just a hack and slash game, but it's got like a really cool art style. I dig all the colors that have returned from Hyperlight Drifter, like all the purples and like the yellows and that go really well, and like the neon blue, like, it looks fantastic. Yeah, I really don't have too much to say about it other than that, like, it looks really interesting. I'm in the mood for a bit more, it's not mindless hack and slash, but just because I've been quite an experienced hack and slash player, I'd say, because for a while there, that was almost all I played. I'm looking forward to just getting into a bit of a rhythm, you know, like all the blocking, dashing, attacking, all that sort of thing that comes with a game like this. I'm just super pumped to get into a bit of a rhythm like that. And, yeah, I can't wait for this one to come out. I can't wait to actually play the original. I do want to play the original. So, when I get a chance, I'm going to do that as well in anticipation.
Jordan, is it disrespectful of me to say that this art style shits me?
It shits you.
It just,
I don't know.
I don't like the art style.
You just don't like it. That's okay.
Yeah. It's a very opinionated. It's an opinion.
Yeah. What was the game that came out where you had to like hit the bow and arrows with the things to go faster?
Pathless. That was different. Yeah. That was different. I didn't mind that.
But this looks, Solar Ash looks very similar.
Looks like Journey mixed with
Pathless,
like,
and
No Man's Sky. Like,
that's what the art style, No Man's Sky. That's a good one.
Journey, what a game. Oh
yeah.
What a game that was.
I've never played Journey.
Oh, Jordan, shut up. Come on.
I've watched someone play it, but I've never played it myself.
When are you gonna play it? You need to play that this week, man. That's one of the greatest games of all time.
It doesn't have a platinum.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's your reasoning.
It's not my reasoning now. I remember when it came out. I remember when it came out, I watched someone play it before I knew what it was. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. And I'm like, do I need to go back? I know what happens. I know, like, I experienced it. I still cried at the end.
Don't tell me, because I haven't. I don't know.
Oh, hold on. So you know what? You've seen it.
Yeah, I know. I've watched a whole playthrough of the game.
Oh, and you actually cry? You actually cry?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I don't feel as bad. Vykarth has done nothing, so he's a disgrace.
Yeah. I wish you could all see that cheesy grin he's got. That's beautiful.
Right, is Dan next? He is.
Dan's next.
Far Cry 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't blame you. I was close to putting this on my list as well.
I've said it before, the main villain will be incredible. That's one of the bigger drawing cards. But also, we've talked about it. I won't go into it too much, but it looks a lot different to the last few where, you know, it was very checkboxy. It was a island where you're going around. This one has different environments from what we've seen. There's a city. There's the jungle. I think they're tackling the concerns that we've had. I think, but again, look, I'm going to be playing it this month at some point, so I will have some impressions out on it, and hopefully, I'm still excited for it. But I've heard a few rumblings that it could get delayed, which I really hope is not true. I don't think they can afford to, Ubisoft. They've had too many delays. I think the shareholders will get really, really shitty if they. I don't think they can afford to, can they?
I think in an age where Cyberpunk came out the way it was, everyone can afford delays. Like, I'm not going to say take my word for it, but I'm like,
they haven't had a AAA release this year, Jordan.
But you would rather have a AAA release that is ready to be out than have another Cyberpunk on your hands. Not even saying that it's that bad, but like, you can't do that. Don't think about it this year. Think within the past 12 months, because Valhalla came out.
But that's unprecedented if Ubisoft weren't to have a AAA game out this year. This is their last chance.
Yeah.
So if it got delayed, maybe to November.
Yeah, because what is it slated for? September?
September, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't think that, especially now, where we're a month out from September, you wouldn't think it'd get delayed until next year.
Yeah.
Think it'd be, November at the latest, I would say.
Are you two going to pick this one up day one?
I will, I think. I will. I'll probably have a bit of a look first at review coverage. And like, if you're able to tell us what it's a bit like a bit earlier as well, I'll see. I'm definitely interested. I do really like, I hate to use the word mindless again, but there is something a little bit mindless about games like Far Cry where, just sort of traveling around. Like, I like ticking boxes on games.
So you'd buy it even if it was like the last two?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm the same. I'm a bit the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just super fun. It's a game that's like super fun to get around. I love hunting in games. Like, really love hunting. So if that's got that in it, then I liked
Far Cry 5. I liked it. I thought the story was great. The villain was great.
Far Cry 6 doesn't do, my least favorite thing or aspect of the whole Far Cry franchise, with the exception of the stuff in Far Cry 3, is the supernatural crap. I just don't like it. You know when like there's always a segment where
get high.
Yeah, like
I don't Far like Cry that 4, either. I agree.
Far Cry 4, there's that bit where you're in the mountains.
They went and so hard into that supernatural stuff in Far Cry 4.
Yeah. And even like, as much as I said, I didn't mind it in Far Cry 3, there's that boss battle in Far Cry 3 when you're tripping and like it sort of fit and like it looked cool. But I was like, I miss me with that. I don't want that. That's not what I want.
Yeah. Vikarth?
Next game. Back for Blood, yes. Now, this is a game that I haven't really seen. Like, I haven't seen much of it and I wasn't,
overly a huge excited. Fan.
Like, yeah, and I've never really played like Left 4 Dead and that sort of thing. But I am excited just for the fact that it's a co-op shooter and a zombie survival game. And I know that I'll be playing that with, you guys. And I think anything that's co-op is fun to me. Like, just like it can be a boring game, but if you have a friend playing it with you, it can be a lot of fun. Mm. So I'm just really excited for a co-op team shooting experience. It's PvE. I haven't really had like PvE for a while where we all team up and try to fight people, like a co-op shooter campaign. So this is obviously not like a shooter campaign. Like, it's obviously like a sort of slightly different, but same. So I'm really excited for what you can do, the mechanics they do in terms of building and looting and crafting and whatever they have and zombie survival. I'm just really excited. I've never really played a zombie survival type game aside from COD Zombies. So like, I'm not burnt out on the whole zombie thing. So I'm really excited for that.
You burnt out on zombies, Jordan?
Nah, I'm like nostalgic. I'm at a place where I'm sort of like itching for zombies. I definitely got burnt out on them like during the whole like the Walking Dead era of like 2013 to 15. I definitely got burnt out on it.
How can you not get burnt out from the Walking Dead at this point?
Yeah. And like just zombies in general.
They flogged that to the ground, that franchise.
I think we're in a good, like, I'm not saying that Back 4 Blood's gonna be this, because it's certainly not. Like, this is definitely just a game where you're killing zombies and there'll be there might be a bit of an interesting story about that, but we're definitely at a place where we've come so far from just having a zombie story, and we like zombies have sort of taken the back seat and we've allowed story. Like, look at The Last of Us Part 2 and The Last of Us 1. Like, it's not about the, like, yes, like an outbreak happens. Yes, it's post-apocalyptic, but it's not about that. Like, it's about humans in it. And I think we've come so far from, boring zombie stuff. yes, I was now. I've never really been burnt. Not for a while have I been burnt out on zombies. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this one because it's I'm nostalgic for a game I've never played because I know people who played Left 4 Dead and how much fun they had, and I know how much fun we've had playing COD Zombies. And if this is anything like that, I reckon it's going to be great fun.
Cool. I'm not excited at all. Next.
Next I'm also up. Excited because it's on my Fantasy Critic thing and it's actually coming out. So can't say that for a lot of my games.
For me, 6 days of Fallujah, which is cheating because it doesn't actually have a release date. They said late 2021. Now I'm thinking it gets pushed, but
it's a game that started Dan Allen Gaming. Like it's a game that started the YouTube channel that brought it to fame.
But guys, it's not political.
It's okay. Not political. But
I don't think that. It's not political.
It's the question, COD killer.
Will it, it's the COD the killer. Title? Is it too realistic, though? That's what we've got to ask. Is it too realistic? Because that's very important. But it's also the game. Out there,
if you want to hear a comprehensive commentary, type in 6 days of Fallujah, Dan Allen
Gaming. The game that makes Call of Duty look soft. A brilliantly done video.
The new first-person shooter that makes Call of Duty look soft. 14,000 likes on the video.
How many views?
566,000 views. 500,000 and people.
And who made the video?
And I made the video. You featured in it.
Featured?
You were the co-star. I think you're 90% of the talking is you, but anyway.
What a video. I'm keen for that game just to see the controversy Vikarth, that comes out from it.
One of the famous quotes from the video, Vikarth says, there is no emotion in Call of Duty. And people were very, very interested about that.
I just
quote
got bombarded. They'll just tell me, what about Ghost? When Ghost died or Soap? I'm like, yeah, it's true. But this is different. Yeah, that's movie emotion. That's Hollywood emotion. This is they're trying to make you ethically think about the ethical implications of civilian deaths and that sort of thing. So yeah. What about a bit like Spec Ops.
What about when we all first heard the line, Knife the watermelon.
Tell go down. Say it. Bit then.
Knife the watermelon. Nice. Your fruit killing skills are remarkable. Yeah, look. This game, we saw the gameplay. It looks quite average, the gameplay. It's going to be about the story. Well, it's not even a story.
It's a controversy.
Life.
It's all about the controversy.
I don't know. It's something intriguing about the game, man. I don't know. I want to play it. It just
We'll do another video, Dan. We'll get to 1 million views.
We'll do a live playthrough.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Who's next?
Jordy Dog.
Vikati's got it's me. So I've only got one left. Is that correct? Yes. Yeah. So my last one is Lost Judgment, which comes out in September. I just started playing Judgment, the first one. So it is from the same people who did Yakuza. It is a bit of a spin-off. So it's not set in the same city or anything like that. It's a bit of a spin-off from, I've never played a Yakuza game, but I'm pretty sure it's like very similar, except now you are a detective.
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah, except you are a detective. And yeah, I'm really, really enjoying the first one.
Think Sleeping Dogs, but on crack.
It's Sleeping Dogs, but then it's not, because it's very much...
And very comical as well.
It's very Japanese.
Yeah.
Very Japanese.
You know, you know, you can just hear the button inputs in a Japanese game. Like, you can just hear
it's like...
yeah, bing, bing. Like, it's so Japanese. Even like walking around the city, it hasn't scratched that itch that I wanted it to scratch the first Judgment. I know we're not talking about games that we're playing, but just because this is why I'm excited for Lost Judgment. I was really looking forward to having like an open world game to go through. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. Just Judgment hasn't really done it for me. I don't know whether it's because like at the moment, at least you can't drive or anything. It's just you running around a city and it's almost like it's fake. Like it's,
are you going to keep playing?
I'm going to, yeah, because I'm really interested in the story. The story is really interesting. I'm going to keep playing, and I'm really, really excited for the second one. But it's like the environments and that are densely populated, but it's like almost like it's like fake. Like it's like fake densely populated. I don't know. It's a bit weird, but I really, really enjoyed the first one. And if it's got a similar story to if Lost Judgment has a similar story to the first one, I'll enjoy it. Yeah. I'm happy to play it for the story. And it does actually have really cool melee combat. Like cool. Really over the top, like, yeah, crazy stuff. It's good
like,
fun.
Like a dragon sort of thing.
Yeah, like picking up a bike and like smacking people in the head with it. It's great fun. Yeah.
Yep.
But it's like the super Japanese.
It's almost got a bit of Tekken like craziness in it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a bit. It's definitely a bit of like fists, like glowing fists hitting people.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like jumping 50 feet in the air to come down and punch someone in the face. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Yep. Vika, final one.
Yes. So this game, Jordan and Dan don't know because I have it mysteriously titled SLHK on the spreadsheet just to throw them off. But it is the next installment by our Lord and Savior, Hasan Karaman.
I want to know. Come on.
I am so excited for this Metal Gear Solid, Silent Hill, Splinter Cell, PS All Stars remake. Splinter Cell starts with an S and ends in an L. All right, but no, I'm so excited for this abandoned whatever it is, just to see what the hell this game is. Is it a remake? Is it Kojima? Is it? It is. Just they've done well. They've sold. They've tied me to a noose, and I'm just a slave to whatever information and the conspiracy they're dribbling out.
Hasan Karaman is not a fucking developer. There's no. fucking way this guy is a developer, head of a fucking studio. I'm sorry. He's an actor. Did you see the video he put out? It was so fake.
And they're like the only, like, strangely got a PlayStation blog, like, article about them. Like, it's so weird.
He's the best looking developer I've ever seen, then.
Hey.
Corey Barlow. He's like a model. Have you seen it?
I can't help but think that, like, if it does turn out to be Kojima, this is definitely going to be, like, so Kojima-esque. Remember when Death Stranding was coming out? I brought this up before. And Kojima said, you're already playing. We're already playing the game. The game started. This is what I think this is. I think this is going to be something so ridiculous where, somehow Hasan is going to be the main character of this game. And like,
whether it's
that he's an aspiring game, this is Kojima. He's nuts. Like, he's an absolute nutter. Like, genius, but a nutter. And this is so crazy. It can only be that, or like these people really need to like get a marketing team in. They need to become everyone's marketing team because it'll sell like hotcakes.
I'm sold. I mean, I never. Advocate pre-ordering a game. I don't think it's good to pre-order a game.
You would pre-order Abandoned.
I'm pre-ordering right Abandoned. I'm putting $100. Mate, it's going to be glorious. This is the new Returnal. We'll get 100 Metacritic. All right. Abandoned will exceed our expectations of the hype. It's going to be glorious to watch when it finally gets revealed. And it's going to be the game of my dreams, of my fantasy, everything I've ever wanted. I've bought into the
Hasan Karaman, far out. Unbelievable.
Can't wait.
Anyway, all right, guys, that's it for today. We'll talk about what we're playing next week. We'll go into a bit of a deep dive. I've been playing a few things. So has Jordan and so have you, Vike. So we'll get into all that. But for now, it's been our pleasure to serve you and we'll see you next week.
We will see you later.